Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your midweek motivator with CB and the boys. With your hosts, Crystal CB Booker, and the boys, George Biker Boy Hallman, Roger Hawkins, and J. Lee Ducey Man Thomas. Get set for music, motivation, conversation, and fun. Now here's CB and the boys.
All right. And welcome to CB and the Boys. I'm CB. Got one of my boys in the building. What's up, George Biker Boy Hallman? How are you tonight?
All right. What's going on? What's good?
It looks like it's just you and me in the studio right now. Roger and Jay Lee have not joined us yet. So it may just be you and I. How's your week going?
Well, it's like that sometimes.
No tales from Wally World.
No.
Nothing.
I'm not there.
Seriously?
So that's my tale today.
I'm in shock. No tales from Wally World? What?
Me too.
The peeps are behaving. I can't believe it.
Well, I didn't say they was behaving. I just said I didn't have no stories.
Ah. This sounds like it's a pretty slow week, huh?
Well,
that's always a good thing, I guess. Is that everything is subject to change at any moment. You just never know.
Right.
Especially with crazy people. So, yeah. So what else has been up? Congratulations again on your addition to the family. You now have a new son-in-law.
Yeah. So far.
So far. So you got plans for Halloween? You gonna dress up? You gonna be a biker on Halloween?
No. More than likely just be at work.
Well, that should be an interesting Halloween, to say the least.
Right. It's enough ghost ghouls and goblins at work. These people I deal with.
I can imagine. Well, it is a beautiful day here in AZ.
At least it's beautiful somewhere.
Yeah, it was over 100.
Yeah, cold and rain.
It was like 100 today. It was hot. But not as hot. I mean, it was only 103. So it wasn't bad.
Right.
That's crazy. I'm saying only. 103 degrees. That's insane. Yeah,
I wish I could say that. I'd rather be 103 than 40.
Well, yeah, I can see that for sure. So we are right around the corner from Election Day. Have you voted already?
That we are. Yeah, yes, I have.
Oh, that's awesome. What was the process? Was it smooth sailing? Did you mail it in? Did you stand in a long line to vote early?
Stood in a short line.
Oh, it was a short line to vote early. Oh, that's good. That's definitely subject to change.
Yes.
I saw on the news today that
and I voted for Ross Perot.
Anyway, so I saw on the news today.
I did.
That
I wrote his name on the bottom of my ballot.
Oh my God. That on the polls, they're doing voter intimidation, trying to tell people who to vote for. These Republicans are getting ridiculous at this point. There was even an officer that is actually being brought up on charges for wearing a Trump Pence mask on his face.
Wow.
And it's trying to intimidate voters as they go vote. I'm like, that's really fucked up. It's like these people will stop at nothing, you know? It's crazy.
Right.
You know, what are we crazy? I'm like, what have we come to where you got to bully somebody to vote for somebody? That's insane.
I know, right?
That's an act of desperation. That's what that is. So what did you guys have for dinner tonight?
Meatloaf, cornbread, macaroni and cheese.
Ah, none of that good lasagna, huh?
Oh, I smashed that.
Well,
smashed
it. You guys will have to make it for me. Or, better yet, I'll cook for you guys.
I'll pass.
So mean.
How about I cook for you?
Okay. I'll take it. I don't pass at food. There are people starving in Africa, so in their honor, I don't pass at food.
Well, I don't need any rice surprise.
You won't even give it a chance. You just know what the ingredients are, and you just automatically are like, nope, nope, I don't want it. I don't want it. Before you even taste it, that's the sad part. You could be missing
exactly.
out on something wonderful.
Well, I guess what? I'm just going to miss it.
You could be missing out on something wonderful, amazing, the most wonderful, amazing dish you ever had. And you won't get
it. Be the most amazing dish I never had.
Yeah. But it is still an amazing dish, just the same. You miss out on it. Sad, sad, sad. Que lastima. Too bad.
No surprise for me.
Well, nothing new is going on in my life. Everything is good. I'm good. Life is good. As Drake and Future would say, life is good. No complaint. Nope, no complaint. You know, change is good, you know. And
right.
If you, you know, make a change and you decide to make a change, you just go forward with it and not like what I've done. So, yeah. And I went back on and looked at some of these different apps and stuff on the online dating just to see, you know, what's out there. There's nothing out there. So I'm
why are you using an app? Stop using the app.
We're in a pandemic. What else am I going to use?
What if what you're looking for doesn't use the app? You'll never
but
find it.
I'm not looking for anything. I'm not
well,
looking
I'm just
for
saying.
Anything.
Then why are you looking? I'm confused.
I'm not looking.
I'm
not
confused.
Looking. I was curious. I had all these messages that I, you know, never look at. because, you know, I had a relationship. And so I just happened to be in my email, and I was like, oh, this is like 24 messages. So I just, you know, clicked on the thing just to see what was messaging me, and it was a lot of what. A lot of what. I don't know why it is, like, when you put in your profile, you know, that you prefer men of color, that you get hit on by 20 million white men. I never understood that. It's like, dude.
Maybe they were confused about what color.
Well, if I said men of color and you're white, that kind of should take you out of the equation, wouldn't you think?
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
There's no way to look at it.
Well, I mean, I look at a white person and I think when you're cold, you turn blue. You're hot, you turn red. If I punch you, you're going to turn purple. Get sick, you turn yellow. But you call me colored. I mean, I'm just saying.
You have a natural glow about
they got more colors than me.
So should I change the profile and say bronze men, caramel men, olive men? if you do not meet these qualifications, if you don't qualify, if you're not in this color category, you need not apply. Is that what I need to put in?
Or you could just say an Afro-American male. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I have a preference for my Afro-American male. He doesn't have to be African-American, but I prefer a man of color. He doesn't have to be African-American. He can be something else, but he's got to have some pigment to him. That's what I like, you know. That's what attracts me. But I think that I am just one of those people that I was just not meant to be in a relationship, actually. I think because it seems none of my relationships ever work out for whatever reason. And I think I'm at this time just tired, and I'm just going to figure out some way of rekindling the relationship that I had, and...
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I hate to say I told you so.
Oh, Lord. Oh no. We're about to have technical difficulties. Give me 1 second to fix the board. What have I done?
Yeah, hit the wrong button already.
No, not that. But I did do something stupid over that one. Give me a second. What the hell? Ah. What did I do? How do I fix this? This is insane. Literally, our show. What did I do? What did I do? Give me 1 second. Is not letting me do it. What the hell did I do? Give me 1 second to try to fix that. This is insane. Oh my god, see what I did. Ah. All right. Say what I do. I really do. All right. Let me see if I can fix this. And how that happened, I have no idea. Call back.